When I said I'm going to start recording.
Shut up.
I pushed the button.
Which movie are we talking about first?
Mandy.
Mandy. All right. Welcome to Apartment Theater. We're going to talk about Mandy. I didn't pull up anything.
Starring Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, because we're doing Nick Cage month, kind of month. We're doing four in a row, so it's kind of like a theme month.
Yeah, it's kind of. Well, yeah, I mean, that 4 weeks in a month, so.
Right. But when the episodes come out, it's not going to be like at the start of a month. It's just going to
Oh, yeah. We kind of changed up how we did it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We did.
Okay. Yeah, that has changed. So for the next 4 weeks or four episodes is Nicolas Cage. Technically five because we did Renfield like a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But,
well, we've watched. Didn't we watch another Nick Cage movie?
No. Other than Mandy.
I feel like.
And this one that we just watched.
I feel like we have watched like another Nick Cage movie at some point.
I don't remember.
No, I don't.
I have zero ability to
think. I would remember this because
right now.
I would remember this because I would make many Nicolas Cage jokes. And sure. That was the first time Nicolas Cage was a part of this series. I think you might have watched it separately out of this, Justin, but as opposed to this show, we only watched Renfield, which starred Nicolas Cage as a vampire lord. But that is not the movie we will speak of.
No.
Yeah,
no,
let me, let me pull it up real quick. You guys say
I was going to say that I have the synopsis pulled up.
Oh, already. You did? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then read it out.
All right. In the Pacific Northwest in 1983, outsiders Red Miller and Mandy Bloom lead a loving and peaceful existence. When their pine-scented heaven, or haven, is savagely destroyed by a cult led by the sadistic Jeremiah Sand. What a fucking last name. Anyway, Red is catapulted into a phantasmagoric journey filled with bloody vengeance and laced with deadly fire.
I have so much to say about this movie.
Good.
Like,
go ahead.
Take us out, Danny. Or in?
Oh, I can move in anywhere.
Oh my god, I didn't know we were.
Not you, Justin.
Oh. Left out, just like always.
So this movie. This couple moved to the middle of the woods. You know, some people are into that. Don't know why. Mm-hmm. And this girl is a very talented artist. Honestly, no fucking idea what she does for a job. We just know she does it. And I don't even know what he does.
Oh, she works at the convenience store.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I don't know what he does then. One of them just fucking freelances all day doing some shit.
He's literally a fucking... He was chopping down trees at the beginning of the movie.
Is that what was happening? I don't know.
He's like
I want to, like, say, like, the whole...
Yeah.
Watching this movie, again, the three of us just spoke about this, how I was on 1,700 milligrams of amoxicillin. So... I don't know if anything was just coming through straight at that point.
She walked out for the first 20 minutes of the film.
I was miserable.
Or 45 minutes. She was only there for the last...
I
don't even know how long this movie is.
I do know
it
I had power through this movie.
It was about 2 hours.
This movie was... I only stayed real good attention until he started going on the murderous rampage.
So what
pretty
are you
much...
saying?
Don't have your door open and walk down a wood road. I don't fucking know. I want to know why she got terrified of him sneaking up on her in the beginning when she had the door open. You live in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like, I wouldn't even have the door open because what if a animal walks in? Like,
did she have the door open?
Yeah, she's just like, oh shit, you scared me. Well, I wonder why. the fuck?
I'm having a hard time remembering what happened in this movie. I feel like
he just, like, unlocked the door and came in.
And no, it was
just,
open.
Like, super focused on her painting that she, or whatever she was working on.
Unless, and, like, my
it, like, startled her.
unless my video skipped. Like, no, he just came. The door is open.
Do videos skip anymore?
They do when you're on a pirated site.
Oh, God. Well, I still have Shudder, so I was able to watch this and Color Out of Space. And sometimes that app is dog shit, though, but
yeah,
this time it was fine. I had to put on subtitles for this because I couldn't understand what they were saying. I was watching it through my TV, though, and not using my headphones normally, because when I use my headphones, I don't normally need subtitles, but for this, it's like, I'm sorry, what are they saying right now?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, fun fact, if you use the Roku TV and you need subtitles from the Shudder app, you need to go into the audio settings of the TV and turn on closed captioning. There you go. That's your subtitle option. There is none in the actual app itself.
Oh.
I had to look it up, and now you don't have to look it up. So anyone out there, if you need to know how to get these damn subtitles up, that's how you're going to have to do it. It's the only way until they add an option.
Yeah.
So anyway, go ahead.
This movie is pretty much about a cult and a cultist leader being obsessed with you.
Yeah. And a little bit of Hellraiser put in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this cultist group, the guy sees the wife walking to work, I guess, or home from work, just walks on the side of the road, and he's just like, fuck, I want her. So he makes all of his little minions do everything to go get her. There is definitely a lot of drugs in this movie.
Is there?
I mean, just a little hint of drugs.
I would argue that this movie and the next one we're going to talk about has a lot of drug influences on it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Both of them strangely seem to be acid.
So,
yeah.
I wrote down lines that I really like in this movie.
Yeah, this
there's
some
so
lines
many.
In it.
My top pick was when Nicolas Cage character gets so the cult leader. Okay, let's just do this real quick. Cult leader grabs the girl, brings her to the house. They all pretty much get high on some acid. I don't know, something. And he plays a song for her that he wrote that he thinks great and it's horrible. And she laughs at it and he gets really pissed because he just wanted to fuck her. And he gets pissed that she laughed at it. So then they set her on fire in front of Nicolas Cage. Now she's dead. Anyways. So he's pissed off. And he now wants to go kill them. As understandable. Like, because that was pretty brutal, the whole thing. This cult group also apparently summons demons. I don't know if there's actually demons or if it's
not
just
actually
drugs.
Demons. Like, it's just drugs.
It's the
drugs. Like,
yeah.
So he goes and gets his login buddy, I guess, like his coworker, and he tells him how he's going after this crazy Christian group, and he's like, I didn't know there was a season for that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was fucking great.
Yeah,
I loved it.
There was a season for that. Yeah, that was pretty good. I was like, yes, good.
Another really good one was when he was fighting one of the demon, not demon, drug people or whatever.
One of the bikers.
One of them. Which made me, in the beginning, when the cult, like, summoned them, quote-unquote summoned them, it made me think of Lost Boys on their little fucking dirt bikes. And, like,
as homoerotic, though.
No, Lost Boys is fantastic. I love Lost Boys. But, anyways.
That's a problematic movie.
Yeah, a lot of movies are problematic anymore. Labyrinth with David Bowie? Problematic.
Why does he hold those balls?
The magic balls? Yeah, no, why is he hitting on, like, a 14-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, we're not talking about that movie. We're talking about whatever the fuck this movie was. Oh, it's so good, man. You gotta watch it. Plus, I love David Bowie, so I was pretty pumped about that. But anyways, he's fighting somebody, and when he gets attacked by him, he calls him a vicious snowflake.
Yeah.
And then I think it was the third demon that ripped his shirt, and he's just like, you ripped my shirt! My favorite shirt! That was my favorite shirt! And you ripped it. He just brutally murders everybody, snorts cocaine in the middle of murdering
he
them.
He does. I was like, wait a minute, there is cocaine in this movie too. And then he definitely snorts some cocaine.
Yeah. It's not even like snort a line, like he shoved it in his face and snorted it. Like he was just shoving it up there.
Yeah, because it was like super modified weird cocaine that like some chemist had made, and that's why the bikers are all like roided out on it, basically. And that's like why they're fucking demony and weird.
Plus the movie's just weird.
I've seen the other movie that this director made. It was called I just want to make sure I get the name right for it. It's Beyond the Black Rainbow. And
okay,
I thought that movie was extremely fucking boring. It was a cool looking movie and it had some cool little synthy tracks in there here and there, but for the most part I felt like it dragged, and most of the time I felt like most of it could have been cut out because it kind of just is just ambient for the sake of ambient. And I feel the same way about Mandy. I thought Mandy was super fucking boring.
Oh, hands down. The only thing that kept me going in this movie was those one-liners. And then when he finally started murdering everybody, which is kind of fucked up to say, but that was the only interesting thing in this movie is when he went on a murderous rampage.
I like this movie more than Beyond the Black Rainbow, but holy shit, it is like barely. Like,
okay, but can I was we talk about the chainsaw scene?
Oh, that was an interesting death.
My chainsaw's bigger than your chainsaw. We get a chainsaw like sword fight,
which is pretty cool. And then he falls on the chainsaw,
very silly.
And
it had such a weird tone to it, because sometimes it'd be like, "How we're doing quips like Marvel quips," and then it'd be like,
"Yeah,
we're doing an art house horror movie," and I'm like, can you be one? Because it's real. It feels like tonal whiplash when you go from one to the other, and you're like, is that supposed to be funny? Like,
yeah.
Are you going for like an Evil Dead thing? Because it's not working.
Right. Yeah.
I also absolutely love the action scene we get of him making his axe, sword, hammer
thing.
What
the fuck was that?
I loved it.
Yeah, that's like a weird. I feel like that's the tonal whiplash thing. I'm like, the fuck is that? And then he used it once.
Yeah,
he used it. Well, he used it twice. It's also aluminum. Like that was not fight worthy.
No.
Not even. It wasn't iron. It wasn't fight worthy. Like steel or metal or anything. It's definitely like you shine it. A lot of people will use aluminum because you can get like that hard look, and then you can shine it and it'd be a lot lighter along with cheaper. So if you're making a lot of these to sell, it's cheaper. Not fight with, especially against a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, some sort of weird ass modified Batleth or whatever the fuck it is.
I don't even know. I mean, it's kind of cool, and he does kill somebody with it. So
yeah.
I don't remember the ending of this movie.
I feel like I didn't watch it, but I definitely did.
Yeah, same.
Because we normally will record an episode right after we watch the movie, but we had to wait until the next week. And so it's not as fresh in my mind, and that worries me a little. I have felt very disoriented in life right now. Like, I feel like I'm not absorbing anything. I don't know what the hell's going on, but I feel like sometimes I'm like, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll be sitting there like, am I watching something?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, like stylistic wise, it was really cool. There's a scene where the cult leader is talking to Mandy and his face shifts into her face and then shifts out of it. And it's very like subtle, slight. I mean,
yeah,
but
I remember the ending of this movie now.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Cause I don't,
he kills the cult leader.
Yeah. He just kills the cult leader.
I know he kills him. Yeah. Oh wait, does he just kill him and walk away? Is that the ending?
Something like that.
I think so. Oh, that's like pretty much, yeah.
Honestly,
I want to just say, I love that Danny was like, I have so much to say.
Oh, yeah, that's my so much to say. Because there's not a lot to say.
There's really kind of not. I mean, it's just Nick Cage going on a revenge killing spree.
There's that weird shot of him in the car, and it's just like...
Oh, and he's like going mad and like freaking out.
Yeah, and he's staring at the camera, just like grinning as hard as possible. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
I will say that Nick Cage portrays going insane very well. I did say to June right after I finished this movie, I was like, you know, I think I actually like Nick Cage in this movie, but I think it's because he didn't talk very much.
I think Nick Cage is a bad actor. I think it just really depends on who gives him direction. Where to go. Yeah.
Apparently in his Wikipedia, he's pretty fucking weird.
I'm not surprised.
He's like on par method actor with Jared Leto.
Oh god.
Yeah. Which there is a movie that we are watching at the end of the month that I have a fun fact about that I cannot wait to share.
Oh, it's the vampire one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got it's a little weird.
I believe his dad is Francis Ford Coppola.
Yes. Yeah. He's nepo part of the Coppola family. Yes, he's a nepo baby.
I mean, he's definitely like earned his career for sure. But yeah. But yeah, no, he's in good movies. Like he can act really well. It just really depends on who's directing him.
Yeah.
Because if not, he will go completely off the fucking rails. It's like a train, you know. Like you gotta keep him on the tracks.
I think. After reading his Wikipedia, it's better to let him go off the tracks or some shit. He prefers to go off the tracks, rather.
I've noticed. Because that's what it seems like he's really putting in his effort for.
You know what? He got really good crazy eyes.
He does.
He's crazy. Like, Fun fact, he's out of like, his mind.
Yeah,
you can tell.
A little bit.
Like, the next movie we'll talk about, he does know how to perfect crazy.
So Angela watched this one with me, and she said that she felt so horrible after watching it, because she's like, I've never watched something so bleak. And I looked at her, and I was just like, first time?
Oh,
you have
no idea.
You think that's bad? I was like, oh, that felt pretty tame for what we usually watch. I would honestly say that I text her after watching the next movie. I was like, be glad you didn't watch this one. You would have been fucking miserable.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Definitely a back-to-back very bleak session. Because Mandy was very depressing, and just talking about like loss of a loved one and stuff, and it's definitely a very barbaric way of them doing it of just grabbing her and just burning her, and you just watch her burn in flames, like,
which I mean, I from everything, like, I started reading on it, is like the movie is obviously meant to represent handling the loss of somebody, and there is different levels. I do think watching your loved one being burnt alive in front of you as a bunch of people, one of them with his dick hanging out, are jumping around as they light her on fire, I probably would go on a murdering rampage too.
It kind of has them. like the brutality kind of way. It almost feels like a Texas Chainsaw kind of feel to it.
Like a little bit.
Not like it's not as grimy and gross as that movie is, but yeah, just like the way that those characters are just very like no moral compass. They will just kill just to get what they can, because I mean, it's a cult leader. Like, you know, if your cult leader tells you to go and kill somebody, they're brainwashed, they're gonna go and do it. So
yeah
but yeah,
like how the leader told the older lady in the group, like, you're worthless to me. And she's like, okay, can we still fuck?
Yeah.
And then like, the young girl, he kills everybody else but that young girl.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because, like, I was miserable the whole movie from multiple reasons, or if there was an actual reason he didn't kill her.
It's just because she was, like, young and could maybe still be, like, rehabilitated in some sort of way. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also,
go ahead. Sorry.
Did you guys get, like, a almost like a post-apocalyptic feel from this movie?
A little bit. Yeah.
Because I did. I was like, okay, so there's these, like, crazy bikers, this, like, laced horrible cocaine that's like turning people into whatever the fuck those bikers were, who drink blood and deal more cocaine. The weird cocaine dealer, like, it, I couldn't tell if it was post-apocalyptic or so fucking backwoods that, like, it's just a world that no one has seen.
Yeah.
Part of our world, which, like, maybe was it
maybe?
Both? I don't know. Because I feel like, you know, them moving out to the woods to be isolated from people is kind of what you would do in the now world or a post-apocalyptic world, you know?
It could be how Color Out of Space is, where they moved out because they don't want to be in the city anymore.
Yeah, yeah, so, that could be.
Yeah, because it seems like they're both very, like, artsy people, so they probably lived in the city, and they're just like, you know what, I'm tired of it, tired of the artificial artificialness of it all. But yeah,
yeah, it could be.
Yeah, there's a that's pretty much all I have to say about this movie. This movie kind of super sucked, and normally I wouldn't
say that it super sucked, but it's very,
I know, it
could have taken like 30 minutes out of this movie and I don't think it would have changed
anything,
the tone that it was going for.
Yeah, no.
A lot of dragging scenes. Now, usually I know we say, whatever, go watch it, it's your choice. Do yourself a favor, honestly. Don't.
No.
I would say watch it. Like,
yeah,
it's painful. I was okay with it. I thought it was funny.
For comedy facts, yes. For the one-liners, I do enjoy the one-liners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just like, I get what the director is going for, because it's Beyond the Black Rainbow is the very similar tone wise. And it's supposed to be like this, like, atmospheric, slow burn, horror, art house kind of stuff. But it's just like, it gets to a point where you just go, I get it. I do. I like a good slow burn too. But holy fuck, this is a little much, don't you think? I wanted to like this movie, and I feel like I overhyped it for myself because I kept seeing it and going, I'm finally going to watch this. I'm going to watch this. I'm going to watch this. And then I finally did and went, oh no, I didn't like it.
I think this movie had the potential to be great.
Yeah, it literally has an 82%.
That's the thing. Like,
people
really
one of
like
Cage's
this movie.
Better rated movies.
Yeah.
Like,
it could also be because Nicolas Cage is in it.
No,
there are some like diehard Cage fans.
Yeah,
perusing the internet about these two movies, yeah, there's some diehard Cage fans.
Trust me, I know one. Like,
I'm like, why?
I could totally see the, like, because she supports every single thing, which is not a problem. Like, hey, everybody's got their favorite actors, not hating on it or anything. But my point is, like, I could totally see the super, super Cage fans just going and uprating all of his movies to try to have all of them, like, good ratings.
So. That would be weird. But,
don't look at his bad movies then, because it's not like that at all. This movie, it's... it's like, it's a well-made movie. It's just, it's definitely going to be like, I don't know. You might like it. I would say try it at least because, I wouldn't say it's like a total lost cause, but for me, it didn't do anything for me. And I was really disappointed by it, but I don't think that it's the worst movie we've ever watched. Not by a long shot.
No.
Hell no. And it's not even the most boring movie we watched. We've watched
way worse.
Way worse. But yeah. Mm-hmm. That's Mandy. I know it's not really like the most like introspective look at it because that's not really like what we do, but that's Mandy. Congrats. You've made it to the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Why not check out more episodes that we have? You can check out so many episodes. We have a ton. Rate us on Spotify. We're at a 5, which is good, but we want more people to put 5. So if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Music or wherever the fuck we're on, whatever you listen to your thing on, give us a 5 on that thing and then subscribe, download. We're also on YouTube. So if you want to go to that, you can, just put in Apartment Theater and hopefully you find it. It's kind of hidden in there a little bit, but, that's it though. So that was Mandy. Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Bye-bye. Bye.